Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number two of our show. And, of course, we're 1 hour away from Richard Gage from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth joining us to talk about latest developments there. Getting back to the Mideast, New York Times is reporting officials in Israel stress readiness for lone strike on Iran. And that's followed up by a story that we saw over in Russia today. Israel prefers U.S. to do the job in Iran. Of course we do. Those Israeli children are far too precious to waste in these wars of conquest. That's what the Americans are for. And we understand that an Israeli attack on Iran will not be lone or solo, because already the United States Senate has passed a resolution saying that if Israel decides they want to start a war with Iran, the United States is committed to coming in to the war on Israel's side. In other words, the U.S. government has just ceded the authority to declare war to a foreign government. Now, getting back to that constitution that the federal government would like to get rid of, wars are only allowed to be created by act of Congress. Under the War Powers Act, which is a relic from the days before instantaneous global communication, the president can deploy U.S. military forces to anywhere on planet Earth for a period of 30 days. After 30 days, dealing with whatever the emerging crisis may be, the president is supposed to go back to Congress for a formal declaration of war. Otherwise, the troops and kiddies all come home. And presidents have been abusing the War Powers Act ever since. I'm not even sure when the last officially congressionally declared war happened, but they give them euphemistic names. It's a police action. It's an intervention. Therefore, we don't have to worry about the Constitution and the Congress going along with this whole situation. Israel is also making stink face at Syria over their dangerous weapons. Oh, it's that whole weapons of mass destruction thing again. Be afraid. They've got nukes. They've got gas. They've got germs. They have waxy yellow buildup. Be afraid. Throw your children onto the designated bayonets and don't ask questions. If you think for yourself, the terrorists are going to win. France and Great Britain are saying they have absolute proof of use of chemical weapons from a soil sample smuggled out. And they say they're convinced that Assad did this. Really, when you've got the remnants of a chemical weapon in a soil sample, there's no sign in there saying, I came from that direction. So it's just more propaganda. I think we were talking last Friday about the fact that Patriot missiles are being deployed along the Jordan-Syria border. So between those Patriots on that southern border and the Patriots that are already along the northern border with Turkey, most of Syria is now, for all intents and purposes, a no-fly zone for Assad's air force. If they go up in the air, they're going to be shot at. Whether or not they'll be hit is another matter entirely. The Patriot isn't as good a performer as we've often been led to believe. Let's see. Netanyahu's out there screaming, Syrian weapons of mass destruction, a worldwide terror threat. They're just hyping this as hard as they can. Be afraid. We got bombs. And, you know, this is really a very familiar pattern, because we get this terror attack, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, in Boston to scare Americans. That I don't think has worked. Followed by propaganda to blame the Muslims, followed by an escalation to push for wars in Syria and Iran. Does this sound familiar? It should. It was the same pattern we saw after 9/11. Big bang, letters filled with germs to Congress to stampede them. Ooh, bad Muslim, bad Muslim, bad Muslim. We must go to war. Oh, we've seen it before. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We are now getting word that the surviving brother, the Boston bomber, is charged with using weapons of mass destruction. Now, call me picky, but I always thought weapons of mass destruction were something like, well, the United States used on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where you're wiping out entire cities and populations, not three people. But they're charging with using weapons of mass destruction. Supposedly, the charges were sealed. Have no idea why that would be the case. And, of course, as soon as it was announced the charges against him were being sealed, they were immediately leaked. So this whole thing is just degenerating into a media circus. Now then, getting back to the Mideast here, very interesting story. Apparently Israeli soldiers who were shooting at peaceful demonstrators used a handcuffed Palestinian teenager as a human shield. In other words, they're shooting at these protesters who are not really shooting back, which was lucky for the Palestinian teenager, and they're hiding behind this kid. And they're putting him out in front and they're shooting around and over his shoulder. As Ron White says, you got to be a real manly man to do something like that. Oh, look at the brave Israelis shooting at protesters and hiding behind a Palestinian. Yeah, not very good. Now, China is deploying Navy ships to patrol the islands that are disputed with Japan. So that situation is starting to ratchet up there as well. and understand that, yes, there's supposedly a lot of oil and gas underneath these islands, and they are fishing grounds, although they may be radioactively contaminated by now. But the real goal here for the United States is war with China means isolating China from the rest of the world politically and, most importantly, economically, because China's gold-backed yuan is looking really, really good as an international currency compared to the U.S. dollar, which is floundering. And already more than 10 nations have made direct currency exchange deals with China to go back and forth between their economy and China without going through the U.S. dollar. And that is really what's keeping folks up late at night over there in Washington, D.C. Let's see. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this whole situation with gold, because gold is on its way back up. It's sort of bumping in around. But we saw this huge smashdown of gold prices last week. And the agenda, there were a couple of overlapping agendas, but one of them appeared to be to try and spook ordinary people into rushing down to their coin dealers and the We Buy Gold kiosks at the shopping mall and just dumping their gold as quickly as possible at rock bottom prices, there to be snatched up by the central banks, which are dealing with a huge bullion shortage. We keep hearing news that the COMEX may default on their paper contracts sometime in the next month. And if they do, they want to be able to buy off those contracts for cash at a lowered price, which means they'd make a lot of money. All the people who bought the paper contracts are going to get hammered. COMEX will make a bunch of money. But the reality is this takedown of paper gold triggered an unprecedented global run on the physical. And starting late last week and continuing into this week, we have seen a large chasm opened up between the paper, silver, and gold contracts and the actual physical deliverables. I think the last time I checked, coin dealers are doing a $7 to $10 over spot for per ounce of silver, and gold is edging close to $500 over spot. So this idea that the physical gold and silver and the paper gold and silver are the same price, that's gone. Absolutely gone. And these falling prices sparked a gold rush. People are taking advantage of the low prices to stock up on physical. So this idea that this was going to scare people into selling their physical gold so the banks could grab it did not work. So gold is back above 1,400. Well, we're getting reports all over the place. Sales of gold coins are soaring. We know that the U.S. Treasury is having to ration the silver eagles. They can't find enough raw silver. Now, there's a wonderful video that we link to at whatreallyhappened.com called The Secret World of Gold. It's a three-parter. And it talks about the history of gold and the desirability of gold. And what's really interesting, I put a couple of comments on this post here, because if you look at part two of the three videos, starting at 11 minutes and 10 seconds, there is a great explanation of how these gold and silver prices are being manipulated. And they say right in the documentary, this is illegal, this is criminal, but they're doing it and the government's let them do it. Then if you go over to the part three of the video, starting at 4 minutes and 30 seconds, there is a confirmation there that these private central banks have been leasing other people's gold to the bullion banks, who then sell it out. And so for the private central banks, they're still technically claiming that the gold is safe in their vaults because it's only rented, but it's just not there. It was a huge scandal. One of the big banks, they were selling these paper silver contracts to say, oh, you've got this much silver in our vaults, and then they were charging the customers a storage fee for holding the silver in the vaults. The vaults turned out to be empty. There was no physical metal. It's just a position in our investment strategy. And there was a class action lawsuit. They had to refund all the storage fees. And then back in part three, again, at 9 minutes, they talk about how Hugo Chavez demanding Venezuela's gold be repatriated triggered a gold panic in Europe. And then, of course, on top of that, the German gold repatriation. So it looks like there is a huge gold run about to happen, that it's going to take down all these central banks. First and foremost, you need to understand Everybody was lying about this thing. This bank that was charging their customers a storage fee for silver that wasn't being stored, that's criminal. And everybody on the inside of the bank had to know it was a hoax and a fraud. Nobody came forward. It's just the new normal. Anything to screw the customers and the investors is considered absolutely acceptable behavior. So, anyway, over in China, they've had another banker commit suicide jumping off a tall building in Beijing. Good. Good start. And we were talking about how our demographic, the average age of our listeners and readers is trending down. And it's a very, very positive sign here. And these two kids made a video as a school project called the Currency Act Newscast. And it was such a joy to watch because the kids get it. They get the message. The government and the banking system isn't what their schools are teaching them it is. And they're picking up on it. That's a really, really positive situation. More economic news. Apparently, 40% of the people currently in jail in New Jersey are there simply because they don't have enough money to post bail. 40%. If they had money, they could be out on the streets working to repay their bail bondsman or whatever. Millions of Americans are too broke to even have bank accounts. And, of course, these payday loan centers are cleaning up on that situation. I want to talk a little bit about immigration and the new immigration bill. Apparently, the latest polls are definitely trending against amnesty. I mean, they were making a big deal about how Tamerlan, the older Boston Bomber brother, alleged Boston Bomber brother, I think he was framed, he should have been deported because there was a domestic violence charge against him. In a nation where they don't even deport the illegals, and they're about ready to make a whole bunch of them legal citizens, despite the fact that in their home country there are warrants out for some very, very serious violent crimes. But, well, come on in, we're going to make you a citizen. Here's something that is really going to curl your hair. Under the immigration reform bill, there will be a financial incentive to employers to hire a newly legalized immigrant ahead of a U.S. citizen. $3,000. If I'm running a business and I have two job applicants of equal qualification, and one is a U.S. citizen who was born here, lived all his life in America, and the other is one of these instantly legalized illegal aliens. If I hire the instantly legalized illegal alien, I get $3,000 from the government. Gee, I wonder how that is going to influence hiring decisions. And now you, the legal American citizen, are a second class beneath the illegal aliens. Just think about that one for a while. Apparently, there's a big scandal over at Georgetown University. They're trying to hush that up. They had this woman who was working in admissions. Black woman was just throwing out applications from white students. Didn't even send them through the process, just shredded them. Huge scandal. They're trying to cover that one up here. Discrimination goes in all directions. It does. And one of the worst mistakes we can make is we can be so overcautious about not discriminating against others that we fail to see it when we ourselves are being discriminated against. Over in Germany, Merkel is definitely feeling her vitamins because she's out there saying to the rest of Europe, prepare to cede sovereignty. And she's basically out there saying that for the European Union to survive its present financial crisis, and especially to expect Germany to go on picking up the losses, that there has to be a true unified European Union, one government, one bank, one people. Now, Merkel can't deliver, because as long as that European Central Bank issues all the euros as a loan at interest, Europe will continue to sink into debt. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale.
500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Interesting development just crossed my desk. Earlier in the show, I was talking about how all of the friends, family, parents, fellow students, teachers who were interviewed about these two brothers accused of the Boston bombing were all saying the same thing. These guys couldn't do it. Not in them. They're good people. They're not violent. They don't talk about violence. There was nothing negative against them. Remember, the FBI has finally admitted, under pressure from the foreign media, that they did, in fact, conduct a complete investigation of the older brother 2 years ago, and they found nothing at all. And all these other parents, teacher, and everything, their interviews are going away, and the corporate media is focusing on this uncle who's out there saying they were radicalized by outside influences. And in his first interview, he admitted he didn't have a lot of contact with his two nephews. But he's out there, he's the star of the corporate media because he's supporting the official story and huzzah, huzzah, terrorism, there's a threat, we've got to be in danger. Well, it turns out that this uncle used to work as a consultant for the United States Agency for International Development, acronym USAID, a U.S. government agency often used for cover by agents of the Central Intelligence Agency. And he worked for them over in the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan during the early 1990s. The guy is a spook. He's an asset. And by the way, Putin just kicked USAID out of Russia because he knows they're not there to bring aid or assistance or development. They're basically there working to foment a covert overthrow. USAID was in Iran leading up to the failed coup of 2009. So this guy is outed. He's a spook. Now, getting back to the economy, we've been talking about the so-called haircut in Cyprus, more like a castration, where the banks just simply said, well, we're running out of money again. We can't print up any more new money, or we destroy our own currency. We're just going to help ourselves to your savings accounts. And they went in and they just started scooping out of people's savings accounts and said, this will save the economy. Turned out it didn't. Cyprus is still 17 billion euros short of being able to balance their books. But hey, they got away with it in Cyprus. We're going to do it elsewhere. And they're talking about, looting savings accounts in Italy, Spain. We know that the outline for next year's budget in Canada has a bail-in facility in there. The government of Canada is trying to claim, well, we're not really talking about savings account. Oh, really? What are you talking about? And then you get that silence. Switzerland just rewrote their 1934 banking laws to allow bail-in deposit confiscations. The contagion is spreading. And this is Switzerland. They supposedly have a lot of money. So it is going to come here to the United States. And because this attempt to stampede us all into selling our gold voluntarily has failed, somewhere down the road, there will be another Roosevelt gold confiscation. And by the way, they were talking about that a little bit in the history of gold video, and they showed that a lot of people did surrender their jewelry, even though technically gold jewelry was exempt. But they turned it all in and all got melted down, and it got sent down to Fort Knox. The question is it still there? Nobody really knows. The last time anybody did a full count of the American people's gold bullion in Fort Knox was 1953. I was 1 year old the last time they actually checked the gold in Fort Knox. Anyway, you probably noticed this over the last week, a lot of big quakes all over the place. China, Japan, nasty one in China, a lot of damage there. Quakes in Oklahoma, probably tied into fracking. Mexico, Iran, Philippines, Indonesia, Chile. The earth is sort of getting all kind of upset. Sinkholes opening all over the place. Maybe the Mayans were right, but just off by 1 year. Apparently, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is refusing to release details on food stamp profits. And the issue is that they're refusing to make public how much money individual retailers make from food stamps. And the question is, since this is taxpayer money that is being supposedly sent to help our fellow Americans, should there be a profit margin in there at all? Over in Greece, things are not out of the woods there. Apparently, there was a factory that was using labor imported from Bangladesh. Apparently, it was a strawberry farm. And these Bangladesh immigrants had not been paid in a considerable amount of time. And when they stood up to the owners of the strawberry farm and said, we demand payment, apparently some of the foremen simply opened fire on these migrant workers, simply gunned them down. And it was a crowd of 200, mostly Bangladesh immigrants, wanting their money. And several wounds, nobody actually died. But it's just another reminder of just how screwed up the global economy is under these private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I guess last week's tragedy in Boston was a major disappointment for the gun grabbers because they were trying to find some way that they could spin the Boston bombing to say, oh, we've got to block guns. We've got to do this. And yes, guns were involved in the subsequent firefight, although that turned out to be hoisting on their own petard because neither of these two brothers had any of the paperwork associated with owning firearms. So either the firearms were planted on them somewhere along the way to demonize them, or gun registration doesn't work. See, that's the problem when they have these false flag operations. Even the people who are accepting the story at face value, which according to our poll is about 3% of the American people, they're saying, obviously, if this is the true story about the Boston bombing, all of this surveillance doesn't work. Getting our crotches grabbed at the airport doesn't work. Having our luggage looted by the TSA doesn't work. Getting cancer from the scanners doesn't work. Scanning our email didn't work. Scanning our social media didn't work. Listening to our phone conversations, none of it worked. All these TV cameras did not work. Let's stop wasting money on all of this stuff. Now we're seeing the FBI is admitting they investigated this guy 2 years ago and found nothing negative about him. If you accept the face, if you accept the official story at face value, it proves the FBI was completely incompetent. They investigate people, they don't find anything. And so it's time to basically just shove the whole thing. But the gun grabbers are out there, you know, they're still smarting from the defeat in the Senate. And Obama's out there, he's taking it as a personal affront, he's screaming, you know, he's saying, sooner or later, we're going to get this right. I see this is just round one. Okay, Mr. Former, we are told, constitutional professor, what part of shall not be infringed do you not get? At the very least, in a nation where the police will not intervene to save you from violent crime, where the courts have ruled the police do not have an obligation to intervene to save you from a violent crime, common sense, along with the Second Amendment, says we, the American people, the law-abiding citizens, have a legitimate right to keep and bear firearms equal, if not superior, to those in the hands of the criminals. And we know the criminals have got all these guns the U.S. government wants to ban. They're getting them from Fast and Furious. Or maybe there's a whole bunch of them floating around from that warehouse in Kuwait that was left unguarded. And 20,000 M16s went walkabout. Okay, we got some callers on the line. Ryan Dawson, aloha, Ryan. Welcome to the show. I loved your comment about the Japanese quakes.
Oh,
Ryan,
yeah.
There you are. Okay.
Hey there, yeah.
So what's on your mind?
We just joked in Japan when we had all the quakes that it must have been Maggie Thatcher hitting the floor of hell.
I like that one. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Well, earlier when you were talking about Fort Knox, I was just going to suggest a guest, Bill Still. He made the Money Masters series, and I think he'd be a great person to have on.
All right, we'll try and get him on then.
I can help you out with it. I'll get him on. Yeah.
Okay.
But that was all. And the last comment I had, one thing you said about the FBI proving their incompetence. It could be proving their incompetence or proving they're looking the other way on purpose, because they do that a lot too. We have to remember they've had 49 cases of entrapment since 2001 that we know of.
Yeah, a lot of people are wondering if this was supposed to be another false alarm that went wild the way it did in 1993. I mean, the fact that the Boston Globe was tweeting that there was going to be a controlled explosion across from the library, which is where one of the two bombs went off, I mean, that basically tells us this whole thing was scripted from top to bottom, just like 9/11.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Russians have said he'd met with militants in Chechnya six times at least, and the FBI wasn't sharing any information or listening to them, so I have to lean more towards let it happen than just their own incompetence.
Well, there's certainly evidence in both directions. I mean, the FBI had the entire Japanese plan for the attack on Pearl Harbor in August of 1941 and did absolutely nothing with it. So, you know, whatever it's going to go.
They provoked that. They had their boats in Japanese waters and had been attacking the Japanese in Manchuria before Pearl Harbor.
Well, there was that whole eight-step plan that Arthur H. McCollum at the ONI drew up and gave to Roosevelt on how to provoke the Japanese into the attack, because Japan was the backdoor against what Roosevelt really wanted, which was war against Nazi Germany.
Yep, you got it. Well, I'm going to let you do your show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Pat in Great Britain. Aloha, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Pat, are you there?
Just a couple of observations, really. You're talking about gold and silver. Just talking about the spot price of the physical as opposed to the paper and the premiums. And then obviously I'd make an observation about gold confiscations. You mentioned that. I just followed looked at two completed auctions on one of the well-known internet auction sites. One ended yesterday and one ended today. 20 U.S. Walking Liberty Eagles just sold for $674. That's a roll of 20. Not one, that's 20. Working out as a premium of about $10 each per coin. Now, normally you'd think you'd pay a $10 premium if you're just buying one or two from a coin shop, but to have to pay a premium of 10 per coin, so that's about $200 odd premium over spot, is just staggering and just shows how the spot price of the has no bearing on what you actually pay for the physical at the moment. The other auction was slightly less, about $652, which works out at about a $9 premium, working on about $23, the so-called spot price. So it just shows that the immense premiums that these coins are fetching for people who actually want to take possession of the physical. Over here, the demand is not quite as high for silver because we have to pay VAT, which obviously you can get back when you sell the coin. The price takes into account the fact, but you can buy silver quite readily here, although you're paying probably $2 to $3 premium plus VAT as well. Obviously, sovereigns are very much in demand. You'll pay between £250 to £300 ones have a more than numismatic value. So that's just an observation, really, I just thought I'd make. And then I'll just give you my view on confiscation.
Yes.
Confiscation. Okay, I just thought you might want to say something. But anyway, confiscation. My view is this. Back in the 1930s, surely, there was a huge amount, there was much more trust for the government back in the 1930s, the early 30s, and
yes,
of course Britain went off the gold standard. It was seen very much as doing your patriotic duty. Hand in your gold, please. We're linked to gold. We've got to increase the money supply to get the economy going. There was much more respect. So my first point is, who has got respect for the federal government today to obey any possible edict that they may introduce in the North American context? Who respects them? No one. Secondly, how much are they going to get from the private population? Less than 1% of people own anything of any value, really. I mean, apart from the odd gold ring or something, or maybe the odd sovereign under a pillow somewhere. How much are they going to really collect? And also the cost of collecting it, the cost of policing it, and having the people go around door to doors or writing to everyone. It's not worth their while to try and collect it from the population. They are trying, you see, back in the 30s, they didn't have the futures market to try and spook people, as you were saying, and I think that you were probably right. I think they were trying to spook people away from the investment. So I don't think that it's going to work, and I don't think they're going to try and bother to do a ruse like that, a massive of gold collection, gold coin collection, and jewelry collection like did in the 30s.
I agree with you. It's going to be too expensive to go door to door, searching for gold and silver coins. What they're probably still thinking is that the American people are just as gullible as they were back in 1933. And if the government says, please, you've got to turn in your gold because we need it, that probably a significant portion of the American people will just go ahead and send it on in. But I don't think it's as large a proportion as the U.S. government and the money junkies are thinking right now.
Yeah. I mean, how much are they going to get? I mean, less than 1%. People like Max Keiser and all that have been banging on about, their crash JP Morgan sort of thing. And they'll say if only something like 2% or 3% of everyone in the world bought a silver, or something like that. I mean, the percentage of people that have actually bought some precious metals are still so tiny.
I'm not sure that there are accurate figures. I mean, most people, certainly if they're following our advice on our show, if they're buying gold and silver, they're intentionally buying it in amounts too small, so there is no paper record, and they're certainly not bragging to their friends and neighbors, hey, I bought a couple of gold coins and I brought them home with me, because that's an invitation to have your home broken into. So by its very nature, small-scale private citizen possession of silver and gold is going to be very covert. And I don't think that we do have accurate numbers as to what is really out there. I don't know how much gold and silver my neighbor has. I've never actually asked. And therein, I think, is why it's very difficult to say. And the U.S. government could very easily be in the same position. They're probably looking out there and saying, well, we have these large purchases where the IRS documentation had to be filled out, but for these smaller purchases, you know, somebody goes by the coin shop on their way home from work every Friday and they buy a coin. That's 52 coins in an entire year for which there is no record.
I think whatever they managed to collect, and of course it was very crucial back then, as I say, it was on, it obviously, it was your patriotic duty. The US was on a gold standard, which they're not on a gold standard now, although other pundits would think, well, we are on a de facto gold standard in types. And I just heard that Arizona apparently have just made, gold and silver legal tender now. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, they have. And a lot of other states are starting to look at that. You need to understand that while the Federal Reserve note is legal tender in this country, it is not by law the only tender. And this is why, you know, the bankers trying to shut down like the Liberty Dollar and these alternative currencies. It isn't actually legal to do that because, people can use for money whatever they mutually agree to use as currency. The whole point of shutting down alternative currencies is to keep us borrowing from the Federal Reserve. Because if people stop borrowing from the Federal Reserve, that whole Ponzi scheme comes crashing down.
Yeah, sure. Just one final comment. What's the latest on that chap who issued his own rounds and called them dollars?
Bernard von Nothaus, who actually designed the medallions for the Hawaii state government. And he had the Liberty Dollar, they had a face value on them, but they were not made to be confused for U.S. currency. And people left him alone until he put Ron Paul on the coins. And at that point, George W. Bush, apparently succumbing to his ego, said, "You shut those people down." And they were trying to say that it was technically counterfeiting because he put the word dollar on there. But if you go around American communities, they have their trade dollars. Zimbabwe uses the word dollar. It is not, in fact, a copyright or trademark of the U.S. Federal Reserve or the U.S. Treasury. I think it was just George Bush got his feelings hurt. Because they wanted to put Ron Paul on the coins instead of him, and that's the real reason that the Liberty Dollar got shut down.
Okay? Hilarious. But anyway, it's just interesting to see, yes, to see whether the going back to the spot price thing, you know, what happens in the next few weeks with the price differential, and obviously whether the COMEX really will default as people are talking about it if they can't get enough gold, precious metals in to fulfill futures contracts. I mean, obviously they're talking about the precious metals in backwardation where. The price in the future is less than what it is, you know, spot at the moment. Interesting time to see what happens. Mike. I better let you get back to the show.
All right. Thank you very much. You do need to look at that three-part video that's on the front page of What Really Happened Right Now, The Secret History of Gold, because when you get into the second half of part two and pretty much all of part three, it shows what an absolute disaster has been created with all this paper contract trading. There simply is not enough physical to satisfy these contracts. It has to collapse sometime. Maybe they'll survive the next month, but look at all the gold future contracts that were dumped on the market a week ago last Friday. 400 tons in a single lump to drive the prices down. When those contracts come due, if they don't have the gold to satisfy them, there's going to be panic. We know that some of the banks in Europe that trade in gold, some of the brokerages, rather, have defaulted. They're trying to buy out the contracts for a cash plus premium, but they can't keep doing that forever. And so it's really, really coming apart at the seams. We're going to grab, let's see, Scott in Virginia. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Listen, I called in while you were talking about guns, but now that you're on gold, I'd have a question for you.
Yeah.
Where can someone check the amount of gold that has been mined, total amount of gold, to kind of get some idea of what's out there as far as gold supply?
Well, I believe, in fact, this is even referred to in that documentary, The Secret History of Gold, that all of the gold ever mined in history is enough to fill three Olympic-sized swimming pools. That's all there really is. And, it's reused and reused and reused, and they're talking about how much of it is now scattered on the bottom of the world's oceans. There's a lot of treasure hunting going on out there. But that really seems to be as much as there really is. And that, of course, is a big problem for the gold futures contracts because the output of the mines just isn't sufficient to meet that demand. And we know if you watch a lot of reality TV, and I don't, there's the Alaska Gold Rush reality show. Now they've got the one where they're diving to the bottom of the Bering Straits and trying to mine gold down there. It's really rather amazing. I understand that down in Southern California, up in the San Gabriel National Forest, that there's a lot more gold panning going on. It's supposed to be for recreational purposes only, but back during the Depression of the 1930s, there were gold miners' camps set up there that were basically panning for gold and mining for gold for subsistence wages. And so that's starting to come back into fashion. I know that there's a lot of gold mines that were shut down when gold was still only a couple of $100 an ounce because it didn't pencil out to spend the money to get the gold. Those mines are being reopened and redeveloped because obviously gold is much higher in demand and much higher price for it. So everybody, the gold rush is on. There's gold and then there are hills. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Scott in Virginia. And, Scott, you had another comment you wanted to make.
Yeah, Mike, just one quick question on the gold and then to the gun thing, which I really called about. Now, the gold, what I'm looking for is some source of information where I can kind of trust on what the volume of gold is in the world, so I know I'm not buying into some De Beers-type sham where they've got a cartel on diamonds and the diamonds aren't worth nearly what they sell them for. I just want to make sure that there's not more gold in the world than we've been told about. And that's
well,
what I really
if there was
about.
More gold in the world than we're being told about, we wouldn't see all this game playing going on with the gold futures contracts. Those Dutch banks, those Dutch exchanges would not have had to default. So, and I understand in this particular time in history, it's very hard to take anything coming from the government and the corporate media at face value. But what you do is you look for the after effects. And I agree with you about the De Beers cartel. They're, you know, they're always shouting diamond shortage, diamond shortage, diamond shortage. And yet there's enough diamonds where every woman in the world has one on her ring. There's always two or three stores full of them over at the shopping mall. So yeah, it's the illusion of rarity that drives the prices up, and they're just carbon crystals. Are they doing the same thing with gold? Maybe to an extent. I imagine the people who have been buying up the bullion as fast as they can are not making it public how much they have acquired. But I know that you can go out and do a couple of web searches on, you know, gold statistics, and you're basically going to, I think another measure I had was that all the gold ever mined in history would make a cube 16 feet on a side was one that I heard. But you're right, they could be fudging the numbers. And again, because so much gold was lost onto the floor of the ocean with all the Spanish treasure ships and wartime convoys that were being attacked that were trying to ship bullion around, there could have been more. It's basically, I think, a guess or an estimation. But obviously, if there was more gold available than we're being told about, we wouldn't be seeing these gold bars floating around Germany with the hallmarks of Fort Knox and tungsten cores.
What? Thank you for answering that. And my main concern is not so much gold, but that's what you were talking about at the time, but it's steel.
Yes.
And that is the government trying to come after our guns. And what really upsets me is how can anybody that lives in the United States, any part of the United States, think that after just a few terrible school shootings, that any sizable majority of Americans are ready to give up their guns? We didn't give up our guns before, during, or after the Civil War.
That's right.
The one thing the North and South agreed upon was the right to bear arms. They agreed about nothing else but that one.
Well,
thing
I think one of the reasons the gun grabbers aren't getting any traction right now is that most Americans are now aware of the link between prescription antidepressants and acts of violence. And the Boston bombing undermined the idea that guns cause violence because guns were not involved in that. Again, before the gun grabber agenda, Fox News was admitting there's a link between these SSRIs and acts of violence. That's what we need to get rid of. Guns don't cause violence any more than cars cause drunk driving. In both cases, we're dealing with a chemical that makes responsible people act irresponsibly. We'll be back after station identification with Richard Gage.